Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
There are reports that some people are getting caught in the crossover or the overlap of two of the fundamental policies of Donald Trump's new administration. One being its attitude towards the issue of immigration, the other being its attitude towards academia, because there are reports of intense airport interrogations, confiscated phones, and mounting visa issues for travelling academics. Some universities now advising staff to wipe social media or to carry burner phones if they are seeking to enter the US. And apparently the situation is reportedly particularly tense for those interacting with institutions like Harvard, who are, of course, at the pointy end of the battle with the new administration. With us is Professor Scott Lucas, who is an expert in international politics at University College Dublin. Scott, what are you hearing from your academic colleagues about their experiences?
So, Anton, a couple of weeks ago, I was in contact with academics from a particular high-profile UK university, and they recounted to me that several academics from that university, in separate incidents, had been stopped by immigration as they tried to get into the United States. And they were questioned quite harshly at points, and they were told to hand over their mobile phones. Subsequent to those incidents, the university in question is now advising its staff, if they're going to the United States, to delete all social media apps from their phones or to carry burner phones. And you may know that Luke O'Neill, the prominent biochemist, spoke with one of your colleagues last week about his experience when he tried to get into the United States and was effectively interrogated for about 15 minutes. And in particular, why he would be going to Harvard, which, of course, is being targeted by the Trump administration in an attempt to really take control of that university or punish it for its approach to curricula, for its approach to students. In addition, there are colleagues in Australia who are refusing to go to conferences in the United States now. They just say it's not worth it. I also know colleagues in the UK and in Ireland who are taking that similar position. And we're at the point now where, some of my colleagues in the United States, some of them are U.S. citizens, others are foreign nationals, they're looking to get out. They just don't know, at the very least, if they're going to be able to carry on their research freely. And even worse than that, especially for those who are not U.S. citizens, whether they, in fact, could be under pressure from the authorities.
Scott, is there any possibility of confirmation bias in this? Because undoubtedly in previous years, people will have had tough times at immigration crossings. But it won't have become a point of discussion because it is in a setting where one of the big issues is border crossings and immigration. Is there a possibility that we are just noticing that which always happened?
Well, I'll give you my personal experience and then go wider. And that is, I've traveled as an academic for 35, well, almost 40 years now. And I've traveled freely to many countries. And of course, going back to the U.S. where I was born. And, you know, at points I've been asked where I'm going in terms of what's the conference about. When I commuted from the UK to UCD, you know, for many years teaching UCD, I would be asked in this case, you know, why are you doing UCD? You know, and but that was just questions. That was just establishing where you're going. I never was actually interrogated quite severely as you're going into the United States. And I never, ever, ever had anybody from immigration demand that I hand over mobile equipment. What is happening now is that this is not happening in terms of isolated cases that we're, you know, I'm hearing this in numerous cases where folks effectively are being targeted because they're academics when they go to the United States. And if they're going into particular universities, that's why it's happening. All I think you have to do is connect to the fact that the Trump administration is waging a very high-profile campaign against universities, especially certain universities, and against researchers in certain fields, to realize that, no, this isn't just confirmation bias. This isn't just business as usual.
One of the things that happened in Germany in the 30s was that the rest of Europe, or a lot of the rest of Europe and the US, put huge effort into trying to coax academics who were uncomfortable with the regime there into shifting across. Ireland, a significant beneficiary. The US, a significant beneficiary. Are we seeing, and I'm not drawing a direct parallel between the two, but are we seeing a similar thing happening? Is there an opportunity here both for a brain gain in Europe and a possible brain drain in the US?
Now, without drawing the direct parallel between Germany in the 30s and the US in 2025, you know, we're not there yet. I think you are seeing the possibility of a brain drain from a country, the United States, which has always been at the lead of academic research, which has been at the lead of technology, which has been at the lead of, you know, of mobility, both for academics and for students. So, for example, you have in response to U.S. academics and foreign academics in the U.S. looking to get out, you have high-profile university in France in Marseille that's actually advertising specifically for those people. You have universities in Canada that are reaching out and saying, you are welcome to come here. And you already have the first academics who are beginning to go across. Timothy Snyder, who's one of the world's leading authorities on authoritarianism, he's gone from the U.S. to Canada. He just says it's in Trump's America. He doesn't feel comfortable there. So, yeah, I do find an irony that in America, which benefited so much from Europeans going there, not just in the 1930s, but in other parts of history, should actually now be losing out in terms of the potential of research, the potential of academic progress, because of the current state of politics there.
And have you said, you talked about the advice being to use either burner phones or to delete social media before going through if you're an academic heading to one of the universities in question. Do you know what it is that immigration officials are trying to find in those social media accounts? Is it just the verbalization of criticism? Is that all?
In some cases, you know, you could speculate that, you know, someone's position on the Israel-Gaza conflict could provoke scrutiny, especially when we have cases in the United States of students and even academics who have been not just questioned but detained because they've been vocal about that issue. You can speculate whether it's because of criticism of the current administration in social media postings. And I think there's evidence for that. But I think in most cases, you know, again, talking to people who've been subjected to this, this is just a general sweep. It's a sweep to see what they might have said on social media and a sweep to see who their contacts are, which is even more disturbing, who they're communicating with, just simply trying to like cast out a net there and you bring back something from their post and say, ah, yeah, we've got you on this one. Now we're going to question you a bit further.
Have you any sense, finally, Scott, as to whether or not the view among academia matches that you hear a lot among the business community, which is this is a relatively short-term period to get through and normality will return in 3.5 years? Or is there a sense that this is a fundamental and permanent shift?
I mean, I think our starting point, Anton, is that we're here for 3.5 years and not just Donald Trump and many people around him are not folks who will back down on these tactics. Now, personally, you could say, well, in 4 years, it might all be okay. But you just don't know about the amount of damage that's going to be done both in terms of to individual relationships, but more broadly, the damage that are going to be done to systems. Because what is being done here is not just simply stopping some academics at the border. You're talking about a whole variety of groups in the United States who now effectively are being punished because of their views, or at risk of being punished because of their views, because you have a current government that wants to take control of universities, even break universities, break the media, break government agencies, break anyone who they don't see as being loyal to them.
Scott, thank you very much. That's Scott Lucas, Professor of International Politics at University College Dublin.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt in to rewards.